Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: خالط الناس مخالطة إن متم معها بكوا عليكم وإن عشتم حنوا إليكم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Meet people in such a manner that if you die, they should weep for you, and if you live, they should long for you."
Welcome back to your listeners. This is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're talking about the various universal personality traits, if you will, of the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. These universal personality traits are such that even in the present day, we are able to implement them, we are able to learn from them, and we are able to apply them in our daily lives. I mean, truly, if you look throughout history and you look at all of the different, for example, philosophers or theologians or religious scholars of any religion or scientists or famous people, we do not find anybody like Imam Ali alayhi salam, or for that matter, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, the infallible and immaculate divinely appointed Imams alayhim salam, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who have been able to transcend time and place, you know, where their teachings are still practical, their teachings are still available and their teachings are still able to be implemented, you know, even after 1,000 years. I mean, really, this is a testament to the very special and unique status that these individuals have as compared to all of humanity. Now, one of the things that we have been humbly doing is talking about some of the nicknames and the alqab of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because first and foremost, many of us don't know these various nicknames of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And of course, if we do know these nicknames, then, you know, it is easier for us to be able to inculcate these things in our own personality because they were a part of the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So one of the interesting alqab here, the nicknames, is retaining ear. And so it's really interesting here. We find that this nickname of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the retaining ear, is apparently because he retained and he kept intact all of the things that were revealed from the heavens to the Holy Prophet. And so in the Quran, there is a reference to this retaining ear in chapter number 69, verse number 12, that it says, "The retaining ear might retain it." And so when this holy verse was revealed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, it is reported that he said, "I have asked my Lord Allah to make this retaining ear to be the ear of Ali alayhi salam." And it's interesting that after this dua and this revelation of the holy verse, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, "I have never forgotten anything after this dua and supplication of the Holy Prophet, even though it is still improper for me to forget," meaning I wouldn't forget anyways, but after this dua, it was like a seal was set and I did not forget any of the things that the Holy Prophet taught. What a beautiful, you know, nickname indeed here. And for us as well, as we should try to retain as much of these teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Ahlul Bayt and the Messenger of Allah and the Holy Quran, peace and blessings upon them all, and implement them in our lives. A very thought-provoking lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
The name of Shia that we carry for ourselves as a mark of identity is a blessed name. Understand its worth and value. This is a name given by Rasulullah to Ali and those who follow Ali. But let me talk about this name from a different perspective. Normally, we identify ourselves as Muslims. A Muslim is someone who follows Rasulullah. But we also say that a Muslim who believes Imam Ali to be the immediate successor of Rasul is a Shia. So we are Shia Muslim. This is how we identify ourselves. And the word Shia literally means follower. Shi'atu Ali, that was our full name. Gradually it became, you know, short form. Like when Rasulullah came to Medina in after the Hijrah, the name of that city from Yasrib changed to Madinatun Nabi, the city of the Prophet. But gradually people just started saying Medina, 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 and the last part was forgotten. Initially we were known as Shi'atu Ali, the followers of Ali. But gradually, because of the usage of the name, whenever you say Shia now, without even saying Shi'atu Ali, the scholars as well as the lay people know that it refers to the Shia of Ali. So you would look at these two names, Muslim and Shia. Is there any negativity about it? No. The first name, Muslim, all Muslims take pride in relating themselves to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, these days we have so many interfaith dialogue with Christians and Jewish people, and we say we are all three religions part of the Abrahamic faith: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Judaism started with Musa alayhi salam, Christianity started with Isa alayhi salam. When Quran came later on, you know, Quran talks about the dispute between the Ahl al-Kitab, between the Yahud and the Nasara. Some of them used to say, oh, Ibrahim is Yahudi. The other would say, no, Ibrahim is Nasrani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayat in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 67. He says, ma kana Ibrahim Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan. Ibrahim came before Musa and Isa. He was not a Yahudi, nor was he a Nasrani. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Not a Muslim in the name of the follower of Rasul, rather somebody who submits himself in a true sense to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim was not a Yahudi, neither a Nasrani, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a pure Muslim who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from the mushrikeen. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave this name Muslim to Ibrahim.
For listening to this episode of the program To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.